news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
5 minutes after the hour as we get started on this Wednesday morning edition of Mobile Mornings. This is FM Talk 106.5, and I'm Dalton Orwig. 73 degrees as we get started outside of the FM Talk 106.5 studios. That's actually dropped a degree since earlier this morning, but don't worry, it will get hot later today. We'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, who will give us the full week and weekend forecast coming up. Also, later today, 8 o'clock, Sean Sullivan will be live from Washington, D.C. FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform, is holding their 13th annual Hold Their Feet to the Fire event with pretty much everyone, it seems, up there in Washington, D.C. So Sean has some great guests lined up, and what a week to be in Washington. As Nancy Pelosi yesterday announced the official inquiry into maybe getting the impeachment process started with President Trump. For more on that coming up in just a minute, we'll have Kelly Finley with news, but we get started with Kane and traffic right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Still about a 4 mile delay westbound I-10 on the Bayway, but they did get the car fire cleared up. Now interstate back open, so both lanes are working as you're heading downtown and to the tunnels, so be patient there. No other wrecks to 1 at 90 Pageant Switch Road into clearing stages. Improve your health and maintain your beach body one bite at a time. Join us today for the pop-up soup and salad bar at the Battle House Hotel with fresh greens, a variety of toppings, soup and warm yeast rolls from 11 to 1:30. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be hot with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price. Meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Check out our website, fmtalk1065.com. Great place to catch, well, any hour of local programming right here on the radio station. Just click the podcast page there at the top of the page. Also, if you click Auburn Sports, you'll get the full Auburn Tigers schedule as they have begun their season 4-0. And coming up in just a bit, Auburn Sports today live from the Plains. But check out our three big things, the three biggest stories in the news this morning. Governor Ivey says that she's fine after receiving that cancer diagnosis last week. She was in Monroeville yesterday at the courthouse, which could be looking at maybe some federal money to get fixed up there in Monroeville. Also, later this morning, the Eastern Shore MPO is meeting for a final vote on the I-10 bridge project, the Metropolitan Planning Organization. You'll remember last month, it was the Eastern Shore MPO that basically killed the I-10 Mobile River Bridge project by voting against the tolls. And today, members expected to vote to remove the plan from their TIP, the Transportation Infrastructure Plan. And the biggest story, of course, of the day nationally, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has launched a formal impeachment inquiry against President Trump. For more on that, here's Kelly Finley with news right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News from our nation's capital. As the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi has announced a formal impeachment inquiry will now start. This will determine whether the House of Representatives should start impeachment proceedings against President Donald Trump. So what's at issue, you ask? Allegations that Mr. Trump pressured the Ukrainian president to begin a corruption investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter. The former VP is vying for the Democratic presidential nomination in 2020. A whistleblower complaint alleges that the president may have made inappropriate remarks during that call and that Mr. Trump may have threatened to withhold aid to Ukraine if the country did not investigate Hunter Biden's business dealings. Alabama Republican lawmakers in support of the president, they issued statements on Tuesday. Terry Lathan, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, called the inquiry by the Democratic Party-controlled House, quote, deplorable. Representative Martha Roby said, quote, as the only member of the Alabama delegation currently serving on the House Judiciary Committee, I am already on record voting against Democrats' pretend impeachment inquiry. My vote on the floor of the House would be consistent with this position. Representative Mike Rogers said in part, quote, from the Russia hoax to fake obstruction to fanning recession fears to calls to world leaders, Democrats are obsessed with impeachment. If only the Democrats would put this much effort in making America great again. Representative Mo Brooks released a statement in part saying, quote, the Constitution states a president can only be impeached for treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Hatred, dislike, or desire for socialism and open borders do not support gutting the people's will and overturning properly held elections. Socialist Democrats have yet to produce any credible evidence of President Trump's violation of a single federal criminal statute that defines treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. I will abide by my oath of office to defend and protect the Constitution. Representative Bradley Burns said, quote, the radical squad has taken over the Democrat Party and the American people will see right through this nonsense. The only Democrat in the Alabama delegation, Representative Terry Sewell, said in part, this failure of the Trump administration to disclose the whistleblower complaint to Congress flies in the face of the intent of the law. The president's stunning admission shows a complete disregard for the constitutional duties he has sworn to uphold. President Trump, meantime, took to Twitter saying, quote, such an important day at the United Nations, so much work and so much success, and the Democrats purposely had to ruin and demean it with more breaking news witch hunt garbage, so bad for our country. The president says that he will authorize the release of a transcript of the conversation in the coming days. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 712 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Let's check in with Larry Kirby with LCM Motor Cars. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, Dalton. How are you this morning?
I am doing fantastic. Let's talk about what new cars you have out there on the lot. Here you have some fresh trade-ins.
Absolutely. As everybody knows, we've been selling a lot of vehicles, so we get a lot of local trade-ins. A lot of them are one owners, and we've got a great selection of those $3,000 to $10,000 vehicles, including trucks, cars, and SUVs. So we've got multiple choices.
And how's the financing looking out there?
Finance is always great. Like I said, we can do it on site. People are amazed at how fast we can get them in and out and get them a great rate, long term.
You know, I've been out there to your to LCM quite a bit on 90, and I know over the summer you guys kind of expanded the lot. How's that going?
Absolutely, it's great. You know, it gives us a room to display a lot more vehicles. I think we have 100 as of yesterday. We had 106 vehicles on the ground ready for sale.
All right. And what's the website and how can people come see you?
All right. They can come see us Highway 90 at Plantation Road. Visit us online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
All right. We appreciate it, Larry.
Thank you.
That's Larry Kirby checking in from LCM Motor Cars. 713 on FM Talk 106.5. Lots to get to this morning on Mobile Mornings. Massachusetts has now banned all e-cigarettes. Will they be the only state to do so as the death toll? It looks like it's holding kind of steady since last week where the reports came out that I think by last week, six people had died from the use of e-cigarettes, and that number's risen to seven now, but Massachusetts bans all e-cigarettes. Will that continue to happen in other states around the nation? And also, we have a Jeopardy winner who's putting his name in the record books. He could be the next James Holzhauer. I'll let you know more about that coming up on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. And coming up later today, beginning in the 8 o'clock hour, Sean Sullivan will be live from Washington, D.C. He's at the Fair's 13th annual Hold Their Feet to the Fire of event. FAIR is the Federation for American Immigration Reform. They call themselves the country's largest immigration reform group, over 2 million members and supporters nationwide. Seems like everybody is in D.C. for that event this week, so Sean should have some great guests lined up on Mobile Mornings later today and also on Midday Mobile. Quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5, let's check out the news from WKRG.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Governor Kay Ivey gave an update on her cancer diagnosis during a trip to Monroeville Tuesday. Ivey announced that she was diagnosed with lung cancer last week. She had an outpatient procedure to prepare her for upcoming radiation treatments. She says she feels positive about the situation. The governor says the diagnosis will not stop her from being able to perform her duties as governor. Five Republican candidates running for U.S. Senate spoke to Alabama voters at Gulf State Lodge. Congressman Bradley Byrne appeared by video, while former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville met participants at the reception. Secretary of State John Merrill, State Representative Arnold Mooney, and businessman Stanley Adair spoke at the forum. They're all vying to ultimately unseat Democrat Doug Jones, who defeated Roy Moore in a special election in 2017. The Florida Department of Transportation continues to plan safety changes on Cervantes Street. They're considering building a barricade along certain stretches of the busy street to keep people from crossing over. FDOT is planning a community workshop for November. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Attention Mobile. Grand opening, final phase, one day only, Saturday, September 28th. 9 acres subdivided into three estate-sized lots, 3 acres, 300 feet dockable waterfront, 10 minutes from Mobile, starting at only $129.9. Paved, curbed roads, and underground utilities. As an added bonus, the owners are closing out the remaining waterfront properties in Phase 1. Deeply discounted prices up to $15,000 off. Again, one day only, Saturday, September 28th. Imagine owning 100 feet of dockable waterfront property from $59.9. Only a few lots remain, so call for an early appointment. Imagine coming home, jumping on your boat, heading out on Mobile Bay. Enjoy fishing, boating, swimming, or just relaxing on the water. Definitely beats working in the backyard. 100 feet dockable waterfront from $59.9. 3 acre estate-sized lots, 300 feet dockable waterfront from $129.9. Call or click 877-BIG-VIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-244-8439.
Presented by Orchard Management.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Mobile Mornings and FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. 74 degrees outside of the FM Talk 106.5 studios as we get started today. Doesn't feel like fall yet, even though we're in the third day of fall. Coming up, we'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, the full week and weekend forecast. You know, they're happy out on the plains right now as Auburn has begun their season 4-0 with that big win in College Station over the Texas A&M Aggies on Saturday, and another big game on deck with Mississippi State coming to Auburn this weekend. For more on that, it's time for Auburn Sports Today, presented by Robertsdale Power Equipment and the Carrot Patch.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn volleyball opens league play at Florida Friday night. Rick Nold's bunch is 6-5 on the season.
Where you learn about people is when things aren't going super smooth, just to see how we've responded and learned. And I'm excited because right now everybody's hungry, you know, and I think that's just it's a nice response from them. We've got a lot to work on, and they know that. They love that part. So we'll get in the gym and get after it.
Auburn and Florida start at 6 p.m. Friday in Gainesville. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
Finding a good song can be tricky, but finding affordable life insurance to fit your needs shouldn't be. From kids to retirees, Alpha offers a variety of life insurance products that can be used to cover debt, education costs, or other expenses. There's even a policy that gives you money back if you don't file a claim. Let Alpha design a plan that fits your needs and your budget. Find your local agent online at alphainsurance.com.
An intense Gus Malzahn at his weekly press conference saying the 4-0 start and number 7 national ranking don't mean much at this point.
You look every year, you get teams that are hot early, then they fizzle out. It makes zero. All that matters is Mississippi State. So we'll let it take care of itself. We could care less about what people's opinions are. We could care less about Final Four. We care about Mississippi State. And it's as simple as that.
Auburn and Mississippi State kick just after 6 o'clock Saturday night. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
My husband's found a secret, Carrot Patch Jewelers. He actually likes shopping at the Carrot Patch. The friendly staff always helps him choose something perfect and at a price he's happy to pay. Fine diamonds, colored stone rings, pendants, and earrings with the newest styles, classic and timeless. Even fashion pieces, too. Since 1982, Carrot Patch Jewelers is still your I didn't just think of you today store. Do like my husband and shop where you're sure to find the gift she'll love for eternity. Now in their brand new location at 800 Hillcrest Road, Carrot Patch Jewelers.
Steel, a company built on real power. Tools built for real people and dealers who deliver real service. Visit Robert Steel Power Equipment to see Steel's full line of lawn and garden products. Steel fuel-powered equipment is the number one selling brand in America. Give your yard cleanup a time-saving upgrade with a hard-working Steel blower. Right now, the BG50 handheld blower is just $139.95. Or try Steel's new lightning battery system that delivers the power to do more on a single charge. Right now, get the new BGA45 battery-powered blower, only $129.95. Robert Steel Power Equipment is a full-line sales and service dealer for steel products and warranty repair. They employ factory-certified service technicians qualified for every machine Steel makes and more. Why keep rebuying disposable big-box equipment? Upgrade to real quality and long-lasting performance with Steel. Visit Robert Steel Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online at robertsteelpower.com. Real people, steel people.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
721 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile mornings on a Wednesday. You know, it seemed like earlier this year, every day we were talking about Jeopardy star contestant James Holzhauer, you know, the sports gambling guy who went on to win 32 games and comes second all-time in Jeopardy winnings with $2.5 million. Now, Jeopardy might have another sensation on their hands. If you're like me and only check out Jeopardy when somebody's got one of these long win streaks, math teacher Jason Zuffranieri won his 18th game last night. He's also brought his total winnings to $502,000. He's only the third contestant all-time to earn more than $500,000. Of course, he does have a long way to go to catch Ken Jennings, who's the leader all-time with $2.52 million, and then James Holzhauer close behind at $2.46 million. And this new guy, Jason Zuffranieri, also fifth place on the all-time consecutive wins list. Jennings had 74 wins, Holzhauer had 32 wins, and then Julia Collins with 20 and David Madden with 19. So he has four to go to catch up, actually one win to go to catch up to David Madden for fifth place on the all-time list. Hey, coming up at 8 o'clock, Sean Sullivan will be live from Washington, D.C. He's at the Fair 13th Annual Hold Their Feet to the Fire event. FAIR stands for Federation for American Immigration Reform. They're the largest immigration reform group, over 2 million members and supporters nationwide. Seems like everyone is up there in D.C. this week, and Sean will have some great guests lined up. And what a week to be in Washington, D.C. with all that's going on between Nancy Pelosi and the House and having that official inquiry into potentially impeaching the president. We'll get to more on that later. Right now, it's time to check traffic this morning with Kane.
Good morning for the Vincentons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Westbound I-10 back to where it needs to be. They had that car fire, now moved out of the roadway that had the interstate closed down. Had another accident at the 30-mile marker. They moved it off to the side of the road. So again, both lanes of traffic running smooth into the downtown area. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Learn to design and forge your own knife and other fun projects. Weeknight and weekend classes available. Reserve your spot at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be hot with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Despite women being the fastest growing segment of the population for alcohol and drug abuse in the United States, Mobile and Baldwin counties have zero state certified treatment facilities for women. The closest is over 3 hours away in Dothan. The shoulder of the Central Gulf Coast is asking for your help to build a state certified 50 bed facility in Baldwin County. The facility will offer residential therapy services for women provided by qualified and credentialed staff. Programming will be built on the three foundations: spirituality, 12-step, and recovery orientation. Over 4 million women in America are in need of treatment for their addiction. 60% of all women incarcerated are there for drug-related offenses, and 60% of those are mothers with children under the age of 18. Women and their families need help right here on the Gulf Coast. The shoulder of the Central Gulf Coast asks for your contribution to help build the 50-bed women's residential treatment facility in Baldwin County. Please visit theshoulder.org today.
Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Daphne.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 1065 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 1065. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 1065.
726 here on Mobile Mornings and FM Talk 1065. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to check the news headlines for this Wednesday. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. A Mobile police officer is recovering this morning after his police cruiser collided with another vehicle Tuesday night at Dolphin Island Parkway in Willowdale Street around 7:30 p.m. We're expecting an update from Mobile police in the coming hours as to the extent of that officer's injuries. Governor Kay Ivey has given her first health update after announcing last week that doctors found a tiny, isolated cancerous spot on her lung. The governor said that she is grateful for the outpouring of support and her doctor's a full recovery. The governor did have an outpatient procedure at UAB Hospital last week. This morning we hear that she says, quote, "I'm doing fine. I feel fine. I hope I look fine. I'm doing good. It was caught very, very early in a good prognosis, a high rate of success. So we'll get those radiation treatments and this will be all over and done with." And the governor goes on to say, quote, "God is good. I have great doctors who have assured me that a full recovery is very, very possible. And that's what they expect. And I do too. If the doctors and I do my best, God will do the rest." This morning, we have more information on a fatal shooting in Atmore as the victim has been identified as 23-year-old Roderick Watkins. He was shot and killed in his own driveway on Jimbo's Road in Atmore early Tuesday morning. Atmore police investigators concluded that Watkins was arriving home from work when a person approached his vehicle and began shooting. A witness says she ran outside of her home and saw a man running away. Police searched the area along with the Alabama Department of Corrections canine tracking team and determined that the person may have left the area in a vehicle. The chief of police confirmed that they do have a person of interest in mind and are actively searching for that person. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 728 on FM Talk 1065. Check out the website, fmtalk1065.com. And three big things, the biggest stories of the day. You just heard Kelly talking about it, but Governor Ivey says she's fine after receiving that cancer diagnosis last week. Later today, the Eastern Shore Metropolitan Planning Organization, the MPO, they'll meet for a final vote on the I-10 bridge project. That's at 10 this morning at Spanish Fort City Hall. And also, the biggest news nationally, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has launched a formal impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. We'll talk about that a whole lot today and probably the rest of the week. And what better place to talk about that than Washington, D.C.? That's where Sean Sullivan has set up shop. He's there for the FAIR 13th Annual Hold Their Feet to the Fire event, Federation for American Immigration Reform. Sean will be live from D.C. coming up at 8 o'clock and also on Midday Mobile. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, we'll talk with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, who will give us a look at the rest of the week and weekend forecast.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. Police are looking for a person of interest in the shooting death of Rodney Watkins Jr. in Atmore. Investigators say Watkins was just getting home from work early Tuesday morning when someone opened fire. It happened on Jimbo's Road across the street from Escambia County Middle School. Police wrapped up the scene before students arrived to class. At this point, it's not known why Watkins was targeted. Charges have been upgraded for two people accused of killing a teenager on Christmas Eve. India Nelson and Rory Smith now face capital murder charges. Smith remains in Metro Jail. An arrest warrant has been issued for Nelson because she bonded out of jail a day before the charges were upgraded. The shooting happened on Christmas Eve at the Carondelet Apartments on Spring Hill Avenue. Police say Nelson and Smith shot into one of the apartment units, killing 15-year-old Ja'Cory Smith as he slept on the couch. Deputies in Escambia County, Florida are still searching for Talon Burnett. The teenager has been missing for 10 days. He was last seen near West Florida Hospital. If you know where he is, call the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
At Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, we're not just in the safe business, we are the safe business. With the largest selection, 12 months free financing, professional delivery available, and the most knowledgeable customer service, why go anywhere else? Plus, first responders receive discounts up to $500. For a limited time, save up to $1,000 on a new Browning safe with a lifetime warranty. For service after the sale, it's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Look for the giant yellow safe, exit 5B I-65 in Mobile.
President Trump predicts the Democrats' impeachment push will benefit him politically. On Twitter, Trump says the move will backfire, echoing the comments Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden.
On election night, Donald Trump gets reelected, and today is a milestone that Democrats will regret.
An impeachment inquiry presents the possibility the House could vote on articles of impeachment.
Movement toward an impeachment inquiry escalated quickly amid reports of a controversial July phone call in which President Trump admits he discussed former Vice President Joe Biden and his son with the president of Ukraine. The call is part of a whistleblower complaint to the intelligence community's inspector general. For some Democrats, even in vulnerable swing districts next year, the reports marked a turning point.
There's Karen Kafe, a personal lawyer to Donald Trump. Rudy Giuliani claims the script of the Ukraine phone call has been read to him. On Fox News this morning, Giuliani says he was asked to communicate with Ukraine officials. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. New Best Buy CEO Corey Barry is expected to detail its plans for the electronics chain's growing push into healthcare devices at its investor meeting today. In advance of the gathering, Best Buy announced it's targeting revenue of $50 billion and $1 billion in cost cuts by fiscal 2025. For fiscal 2020, it said it's targeting revenue to fall within a range of $43 billion to $43.5 billion. Opera singer Placido Domingo abruptly dropped out of tonight's performance at the Metropolitan Opera in New York right after the dress rehearsal. He's disputing accusations of sexual misconduct leveled by several women in the classical music world. Worries about President Trump's political future and tough talk about China sent stocks lower Tuesday. The S&P 500 dropped 0.8%. The Nasdaq shed 1.4% in their biggest one-day losses in a month. The Dow closed 141 points lower after falling more than 200 points at one point. Futures also lower. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now, 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-
If you're near retirement,
retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Carla Stewart. Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call me, Carla Stewart, in Spanish Fort.
Or me, Keith Woodham, in West Mobile, for a face-to-face appointment.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:34 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and this is Mobile Mornings. It's 75 degrees outside of our studio as we get the day started. It's time to check in with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
So 75 as we get started. Tell me, is it going to get hot again today? It is fall, after all.
It is going to get hot again today. Yes, 93 yesterday. Looks like we'll do it again this afternoon. And, of course, that's way above normal for this time of the year. The normal high is about 85 degrees. So, and this hot weather is going to stay with us for several more days. I don't see anything really to drop the temperature. If we do get any kind of a stronger cold front, it's probably not going to be till after next week. But today, look for mostly sunny skies, about 93 for this afternoon. Tonight, down to 72. And then tomorrow, a little warmer, mostly sunny, up around 95 degrees tomorrow. And then for the rest of the week and weekend, for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, each of those days, sunny skies and high temperatures in the low to mid-90s.
Mm.
So no rain in the forecast, at least through Tuesday.
It's good to hear there's no rain, but no cold front on the way, it looks like.
No, nothing in the way of any kind of a strong cold front. And Mobile, of course, had that deluge of rain several days ago.
Mm-hmm.
But there are many areas that have not had any rain and at all for the month of September. And those are areas here around Mobile that have not had any rain for the entire month. Or if they've had some, it was not measurable.
Wow. We are in hurricane season, Dr. Bill, and it seemed like at the beginning of the year, things were really slow going, and things have picked up here over the last few weeks. What are we looking at out in the tropics?
Yeah, we've got quite a bit of activity right now way out in the Atlantic between Africa and the Caribbean is now Hurricane Lorenzo with 80-mile-per-hour winds. That hurricane should remain out at sea, but it could become a major hurricane out in the central Atlantic in the next few days. Tropical Storm Jerry has been downgraded now to a post-tropical storm, or really a depression. It's located well east of the Carolinas, no problem with that. Karen is one we're watching. It started in the eastern Caribbean near Venezuela, moved north across Puerto Rico last night, now moving into the Atlantic, should continue to move north, and then it'll slow down and turn a little bit to the east, then turn around and head back to the west. And that will occur over the weekend or early next week. So once it gets up there and starts to make these turns, particularly the one to the west, then we're going to watch it very carefully because it could possibly move into the Bahamas or affect the East Coast, maybe even the Gulf. But right now, it's still north of Puerto Rico, and we have a lot of time to watch the storm.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bill. You got your eyes on the tropics all hurricane season long, and we appreciate it.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, the best in the business, and he is right here on FM Talk 106.5. You can hear his forecast every day, every hour, twice an hour, and we get to talk to him more than that right here on Mobile Mornings. He's keeping us updated all hurricane season long. Right now, let's check in on traffic and Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, traffic delays beginning down Malbus exit on westbound I-10. Still got heavy traffic all the way across the Bayway. Had a disabled vehicle earlier on the Bayway as well. It's now moved out of the roadway, so traffic is moving as they've got that accident at Dolphin Street in front of Spring Hill Medical Center. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings, model 2554. And I'm Kane with your and Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Stanton Moore, drummer for New Orleans funk band Galactic. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams a home.
What's made Stanton Moore successful as the drummer for his band that does about 100 shows a year, as the leader of an online drum academy, and the representative of a few drum equipment companies? He says it's one thing: work ethic. Talent is a distant second. Once you become predictable, he'll tell you, people start giving you opportunities. Incidentally, the music in the background right now comes from him, and I think he's fantastic. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands, so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
741 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Mobile Mornings brought to you by our friends at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Trey Bennett and his crew at 1-800-GOT-JUNK do great work in both Mobile and Baldwin counties. If you don't know how it works, well, let me tell you. If you have a bunch of junk and you don't know where to take that junk, or if it's too big to physically move, or if it's some of that junk you know you aren't supposed to just throw out in the dumpster, the crew at 1-800-GOT-JUNK have you covered. And one of the best things about using Trey and his crew is you make your appointment time and they show up exactly when you expect. They aren't like some of those companies that give you a four-hour window of when they may show up. Or in my case, I was dealing with a company a couple weeks ago who gave me like an eight-hour window. And then once they got to the house, they didn't get the job done. You don't have to worry about that with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Just call them. The number's right there in the name, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, or go to the website, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Set up your appointment. They'll be there exactly when you're expecting them. And also, importantly, the price you get quoted is the price that you will pay. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, locally owned. They do great work in both Mobile and Baldwin counties. So to get a quote and set up your appointment, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go to the website, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll check in live from Washington, D.C. That's where Sean Sullivan has set up shop at the Fair Hold Their Feet to the Fire 13th Annual Radio Row event. Sean will be there. FAIR stands for Federation for American Immigration Reform. They're the largest immigration reform group in the nation, over 2 million members and supporters nationwide, and this is their big event that they hold every week. So Sean will be live starting at 8 o'clock and also live on Midday Mobile today and tomorrow. 7:42, let's check in on the news headlines for today with Kelly Finley.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you work hard, and that includes racking up overtime hours, the federal government is making sure you get paid for it. On Tuesday, announced final rules that clear the way for an additional 1.3 million Americans to receive overtime pay. The U.S. Department of Labor raises the pay threshold for time and a half pay from $455 a week to $684 a week, which comes out to be $34,308 annually. The change accounts for growth in employee earnings since the current thresholds were put in place more than a decade ago. Under these new rules, employees who do not perform managerial or supervisory duties will typically be paid time and a half for any work over 40 hours a week. Only 7% of workers are eligible for overtime under existing 2004 guidelines. The change will take effect in January 2020. An Alabama prison guard finds himself on the other side of the law. 39-year-old corrections officer Travis Wales is charged with two counts of possession of a controlled substance and promoting prison contraband. He was arrested on Tuesday. He is accused of trying to smuggle contraband into the Limestone Correctional Facility. According to the Alabama Department of Corrections, they say that Wales was in possession of a Subutex pill, a bag containing methamphetamine, and a bottle of U-Pass, which is a synthetic urine substitute. He was booked into the Limestone County Jail. Wales has been employed as a corrections officer since 2007. He immediately resigned from his position after he was arrested. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Cart Doctor says make sure you know the laws concerning street legal golf carts before you buy. Street legal does not mean the same in all areas. Call Stephen or Tricia at Cart Doctor to make sure you are actually street legal. Ask about the newest Star EVs, the Sirius, the Rugged Sport Diablo for off-road, or the Classic Star for neighborhood rides with family and friends. Cart Doctor also carries Yamaha, Tomberlin, and Icon. Just in time for tailgating and the holidays. Cart Doctor, making golf cart ownership fun, safe, and affordable.
This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market, with the freshest local fruits and vegetables at a great price, including weekly specials. Highway 181 and County Road 64. Allegri Farm Market. Fresh produce straight from their local farms to your table. Open daily from 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 5.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Governor Kay Ivey gave an update on her cancer diagnosis during a trip to Monroeville Tuesday. Ivey announced that she was diagnosed with lung cancer last week. She had an outpatient procedure to prepare her for upcoming radiation treatments. She says she feels positive about the situation. The governor says the diagnosis will not stop her from being able to perform her duties as governor. Five Republican candidates running for U.S. Senate spoke to Alabama voters at Gulf State Lodge. Congressman Bradley Byrne appeared by video, while former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville met participants at the reception. Secretary of State John Merrill, State Representative Arnold Mooney, and businessman Stanley Adair spoke at the forum. They're all vying to ultimately unseat Democrat Doug Jones, who defeated Roy Moore in a special election in 2017. The Florida Department of Transportation continues to plan safety changes on Cervantes Street. They're considering building a barricade along certain stretches of the busy street to keep people from crossing over. FDOT is planning a community workshop for November. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, our upcoming calendar is as cool as the other side of the pillow. And here comes football. Coming up Saturday, September 28th, the MSA powers up the Gulf Coast Challenge football game featuring Alabama A&M hosting Central State University at Lad People Stadium, with kickoff at 6 p.m. For ticket info, including local ticket outlets, visit thegulfcoastchallenge.com. Go all out. We do.
Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare-resistant, and shatter-resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call ProTint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
The playoff race is on, with 5 days remaining in the MLB regular season. The Minnesota Vikings welcome back a pair of familiar faces, and the Brooklyn Nets give an update on the health of their new superstar, Kevin Durant. It's 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the major leagues last night, the Kansas City Royals scored 5 runs in the third inning on their way to beating the Atlanta Braves 9-6. The Washington Nationals beat the Philadelphia Phillies twice in a doubleheader, 4-1 and 6-5, officially eliminating the Phillies from the postseason. The New York Mets rallied to beat Miami 5-4 in extra innings to stave off elimination for at least one more day. Pittsburgh beat the Chicago Cubs 9-2. Cubs have now lost 7 in a row and are dangerously close from being eliminated from playoff contention. Arizona held on to defeat St. Louis 3-2 in a 19-inning marathon. Max Muncy hit his first career Grand Slam, and the LA Dodgers beat San Diego 6-3, and Milwaukee won their fifth in a row with a 4-2 victory over Cincinnati. In the American League, Tampa beat the New York Yankees 2-1 in 12 innings to hold down the second AL wildcard spot. They're a half game ahead of Cleveland, who shut out the White Sox 11-0. And the LA Angels beat Oakland 3-2, but the A's still hold the first wildcard spot in the American League by a half game over Tampa. In NFL news, the Minnesota Vikings are welcoming back a pair of familiar faces. The Vikings signed cornerback/punt returner Marcus Shirelles and wide receiver Laquon Treadwell yesterday. They take over the roster spots of punt returner Chad Beebe, who was placed on injured reserve with an ankle injury, and linebacker Devontae Downs, who was waived by the team. Treadwell returns after being cut by the Vikings at the end of training camp. The 2016 first-round draft pick has just 56 catches and 517 yards over his first 3 years in the NFL. Shirelles signed with New Orleans as a free agent in the spring. He was let go before the regular season. He's played 9 years with the Vikings, holding franchise records for punt return touchdowns with 5 and punt return average at 10.6 yards per punt. In some NBA news, future Hall of Famer Kevin Durant signed a free agency deal with the Brooklyn Nets this summer. That was one of the biggest stories of the year. Now it's looking more likely that Nets fans will have to wait one more season to see their new star in action. Durant's recovering from surgery to repair a ruptured Achilles tendon he suffered in the NBA Finals. Yesterday, Nets general manager Sean Marks said the team is planning to play this season without the injured All-Star. He did leave open the possibility that Durant could play this season, but that it is unlikely. Durant's expected to speak Friday when the Nets hold their media day. In some NHL news, the St. Louis Blues acquired All-Star defenseman Justin Falk from the Carolina Hurricanes yesterday in exchange for defenseman Joel Edmondson and a prospect. The defending Stanley Cup champion Blues also announced that Falk had signed a 7-year contract extension worth $45.5 million. That will go into effect following this season. The 2019 NHL season begins a week from today on October the 2nd with 4 matchups. St. Louis will raise their Stanley Cup banner to the rafters before taking on Washington. The other 3 games will feature Ottawa at Toronto, Vancouver at Edmonton, and San Jose at Vegas. This week, it's the Gulf Coast Challenge Week in Mobile, presented by the Mobile Sports Authority. There are fun activities planned all week, leading to the big matchup between the Alabama A&M Bulldogs and Central State Marauders. They'll play on Saturday night at Ladd Peebles Stadium. The events get kicked off today with a college and career fair from 9 to 11 this morning at the Mobile Marriott. Then tonight at 6, head to downtown Mobile to Cathedral Square for a kickoff concert. On Saturday, the Gulf Coast Challenge Parade begins at 11 a.m., followed by tailgating at Ladd beginning at 1 and kickoff at 6 p.m. 1 game, 2 teams, and 3 bands. Find out more and get ticket info at thegulfcoastchallenge.com. 7:52, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
7:53, FM Talk 106.5, 74 degrees outside of our studios here in Mobile. It's time to check traffic with Kane right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Tons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still seeing an accident at Dolphin Street in front of Spring Hill Medical Center. Also, as you're traveling in from westbound I-10, got delays backed up towards Malbus. 181 and 31 also seeing heavier delays along the causeway from an earlier accident in Daphne. They've got an accident at County Road 13 near Whispering Pines Boulevard, close to Daphne Middle School. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months plus $500 bonus cash back. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be hot with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. To purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more, Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
5 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and this is Mobile Mornings. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Sean Sullivan live from Washington, D.C. Right now it's time to check in on the news headlines for this Wednesday morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Here's a question for you this morning. Are you registered to vote? On Tuesday, the nation commemorated National Voter Registration Day. According to the Alabama Secretary of State's office, more than 860,000 people across all 50 states registered to vote on National Voter Registration Day last year. And in Alabama last year, 7,617 new voters entered the rolls. As of September 20th, there are 3.519 million registered voters here in Alabama. The last day to register to vote or update your voter registration is the 15th day prior to the election. To submit an application to register to vote, you must be a citizen of the United States, live in the state of Alabama, not be barred from voting by reason of a disqualifying felony conviction, not have been judged, quote, mentally incompetent in a court of law. Also, you must have a valid Alabama driver's license or valid non-driver's identification card to submit your application electronically. You can check your status by calling the Alabama Secretary of State, 1-800-274-8683. It's like Christmas in September. The White House Historical Association's 2019 Christmas ornament is honoring the presidency of Dwight D. Eisenhower, who in 1957 became the first sitting president to fly in a helicopter. That original VCH-34 Army One helicopter now is on display at Alabama's Fort Rucker Army Aviation Museum and is the model for this year's ornament. Ceremonies were held this week at Fort Rucker to unveil the ornament, which will be on display in this year's official White House Christmas ornament. The ornament features the presidential seal on one side, representing Eisenhower's two terms as commander-in-chief of the armed forces between 1953 and 1961. The other side shows his five-star ranking, honoring his military service as a general in the U.S. Army. The box containing the ornament is a rendering of the White House's South Lawn, representing how Eisenhower started the tradition of presidential helicopter transportation directly to and from the South Lawn. The official White House ornament can be purchased online at shop.whitehousehistory.org. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 7:58, FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Coming up live from Washington, D.C., Sean Sullivan is at the fair Hold Their Feet to the Fire 13th annual event that they hold each year there in D.C. FAIR stands for Federation for American Immigration Reform, country's largest immigration reform group. Sean's got some great guests set up for this week on Mobile Mornings and Midday Mobile. We'll go there live next here in the 8 o'clock hour. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.